Maine taxpayers were granted some relief by the legislature and Governor Janet Mills in the session that just ended, but that doesn't mean they'll see much in the way of real cash. And as Mal Leary reports, people in some communities may actually see their property taxes go up.
As the legislative session ended and Governor Mills signed the two-year state budget into law, she drew attention to new laws and provisions aimed at lowering taxes.
In this budget, we provide more property tax relief to hardworking Mainers.
That relief, she says, will come in the form of increased state funding for schools and a boost in state revenue sharing. But school funding is distributed through a complex formula that provides less funding to cities and towns with high property values. Revenue sharing sends a percentage of state sales and income taxes to the cities and towns on a per capita basis. But nothing in Maine law requires any of that money to be used to lower property taxes. In a study by the Maine Heritage Policy Center, a conservative advocacy group found that it rarely is.
Between 2010 and 2015, in that report, we found no evidence of decreases to property taxes, despite the fact that revenue sharing had been, the amount increasing.
Center analyst Adam Crapow says the organization has long argued that the best way to provide tax relief is through lower income taxes, so that less money is collected by the state in the first place. But Sarah Austin, an analyst with the Progressive Maine Center for Economic Policy, says local municipal officials are scrambling to find a way to pay for unmet needs, including investments in local infrastructure, long delayed by the recession.
There's a very large hole that's been created for years of underfunding at the local level. Always a question of direct property tax relief. Does it necessarily mean that your property taxes go down, or does it mean that they go up less?
Austin says programs like revenue sharing may not bring down property taxes, but they can help prevent taxes from going up. She believes an increase in the homestead exemption, which lawmakers approved this year, will help some property taxpayers.
What homestead does is it shields a certain portion of your home value. So it was $20,000 of your home value that you weren't paying taxes on if it was your primary home. Now the budget increased that to $25,000 that you do not pay taxes on.
But Adam Crapow of the Heritage Policy Center says the benefit may only last a year or two as towns make upward adjustments in the local property tax rates.
If towns and cities continue to increase their property taxes, they may not see that reduction anymore.
Lawmakers also made the property tax credit available to more Mainers. That's a credit on the state income tax, which Mike Allen, the Associate Commissioner for Tax Policy, says could provide a significant benefit to low-income Mainers that qualify.
With this change, we're talking about an average benefit potentially of over $500, possibly $600 property tax relief benefit directly from the state.
And Allen says a change made to the tax relief fund, established a few years ago, will likely mean a check worth a little over $100 to every taxpayer at some point this year. The fund was originally set up to provide for a cut in the personal income tax rates once the balance in the program reached $30 million. Allen expects that will be reached this year. But Adam Crapow of the Heritage Policy Center repeats his case for lowering income tax rates as the best approach to providing real tax relief.
I think that would have, had a wider net, and it probably would have affected people more than, $100.
Lawmakers carried over hundreds of bills to the January session of the legislature, and some are aimed at providing property tax relief. Their fate may depend on whether the Maine economy and state revenues continue to grow. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.